This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for another edition of your favorite health program, the DJV Health Program, with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken practices in Florida. He's a well-known nationally and internationally in the cardio system, if you will, the cardio world. He's a cardiologist and practices preventive cardiology, also up on lots of other things that are going on in the world of medicine, gotten a lot of awards for his work and research. So that's why he's here. He does a lot of research looking into what's in the news journals, the journals of medicine over the past week to see what will affect us. So let's start, Ken, with a couple of items that are updates on COVID-19, the airborne transmission admission. Is that what that is, sort of? Didn't we all know that that's why we wore masks anyway, wasn't it? Because of airborne transmission of the virus?
Well, this is a confirmation of how the virus spreads quickly. This appeared in the Journal of Internal Medicine this week, that airborne transmission of the coronavirus, Doug, through human speech is the primary contributor to its rapid spread. The spread occurs when those who are infected, whether or not they have developed any symptoms, speak without a mask or other covering over their nose and mouth. So you want to stay away from that group of people, that choir, when they start belting those notes. You don't want to be in the front row.
That's interesting. That reminds me of my time in the Heidelberg College Choir. Yep, right in the front row. They were getting it all. Okay, that's a good analogy. The CDC director has urged parents to vaccinate their teenagers because of the increase in the number of severe cases, the severity of them. Are you buying that? Do you believe that that is the correct thing? Are you telling your patients when they come visit you in your clinic in Florida that their children or their grandchildren ought to be vaccinated?
Well, there's several reasons to think about vaccinating children, and it's approved right now down to age 12, and there are studies going on right now to much younger, and they're just not yet approved. But the big reason, one is what you're talking about, is yes, there's been a bit of a bump from almost nobody to a few people who are getting admitted to hospitals in that age group. So there is an absolute increase. But the other reason is, as we've mentioned many times on this show in the past year and a half, is that a human virus needs a human source to live. And unlike bacteria or fungus that can live on the wall or wherever, alone, without a home, a human virus needs a human to live. And when you get rid of the human sources, that's how you get rid of the virus. And even though it may not be much of an illness for most youngsters, the virus survives in the young folks, and then the young person goes, hugs grandma and grandpa, kills grandma and grandpa. So to get rid of this virus once and for all, we've got to get rid of all the human hosts. That means
any negative impact on youngsters, 12, I think it's 12 up now, but my grandson is six. He's in school, very active. Around 24, 25 students, kids every day in the first grade. So are we going to get down to that level, or is 12 the limit?
Well, we're trying to get lower. The studies are ongoing right now, younger, but right now it's approved down to 12, mm-hmm. and the studies are even younger, down to, I believe, 6. But right now, so it's not a question of whether he would be a candidate, because as I mentioned last week, the only way he would get it would be in a study. But right now, it is approved to 12, and it seems quite safe. And if I had a 13-year-old, I would be
Yeah, and, give them the vaccine.
And grandma was in the world, I would definitely want my 13-year-old to be vaccinated, mm-hmm. unless a very rare situation occurred where they had some illness that would prevent it. But those people are so rare, the people where it's contraindicated. But I would talk to the pediatrician for each one of my children and say, should we vaccinate? And make the decision. But this is a decision that needs to be made with the pediatrician. Absolutely.
Right.
Because you want to get rid of the human sources for this, and then we can all go get back on. I mentioned this last week about polio, where the vaccines were only 60 to 70% effective. 3 years afterwards, there was no polio. These vaccines are 95% effective.
So can we stop on polio for a second? Because I saw something in one of the health journals about a partnership around the world that's spending billions of dollars to get rid of polio. I thought polio was gonzo. It's gonzo in our country pretty much, but apparently it's still a problem. The polio virus is a problem, or does it lead or manifest in some other form other than just polio?
No, it does. It must have been discovered that there was a source. Again, it will find a human source, and you just have to get rid of the human sources. It's very easy to get rid of.
Right. Okay. The number of people who have had a severe case of COVID or people dying from COVID after they're vaccinated, we talk about effectiveness. People say, well, look, somebody's dying over there. Or, you know, Dr. Jack pointed out how many people have gotten sick from the shot, or who had problems with clotting, et cetera, and then
extremely rare. Extremely rare.
Okay, so
I mean, wait a second. Look at the big picture. Look at how dramatically we've changed the number of people who are daily dying from before we started vaccinating. I mean, the number of people dying daily from COVID-19 has dramatically dropped. And the only reason is because we've especially vaccinated the elderly. And in order to get this, you know, down to nothing, we've got to vaccinate the rest of us. But we've dramatically changed the course of COVID already by getting over half the population vaccinated.
All right, so when we return to the conversation here, I want to talk about whether there's any good. We talk about the shots all the time, but there's been some speculation that there's an oral antiviral drug for COVID that may be on the offing. That might be good for your children or whomever. Let's talk about that in a matter of moments here. This is DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his cardiological clinic in Florida. You can connect with him. Still telemedicine, big. As a matter of fact, you got a story this week about telemedicine and how it's growing in use. So we'll talk about that, hopefully, as time allows. But you can always ask Dr. Ken anything, and he'll give you some good straight answers based on science and research and his own experiences. If you'd like to have some time with him, you can connect by dialing 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. And don't forget about our weekly download. We have the opportunity for you to keep caught up, if you will, with the medical news that we have in an abbreviated form with a podcast, a DJ at djvhealthshow.com. The latest one begins with a discussion of myocarditis. Ken explains that. And then we talk about the various studies about pointing to where the virus came from, et cetera, et cetera. And then we talked about cow pies and COVID and cow manure. And does it help? People in India think it does. So catch up on all of the news. You may not hear it all the time, have the chance to, but the podcast is at your service anytime, day or night, at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream.
Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo. Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. All right, I alluded to the oral vaccine. Is it proper to call a capsule a vaccine, or is it just...
No, that's therapeutics.
What's therapeutics?
An oral pill or capsule, that's therapeutics. That's not a vaccine.
All right, so then what would be the difference? Apparently, the National Institute of Health says that they're... is reason to believe there's a promising treatment for COVID that would be oral.
That's therapeutics.
Okay. So that would be people who already have it and they take it because, well, isn't most of the other stuff that you take, if you're trying to, the shot is to prevent it, but
the vaccine is to trigger the immune system of the body so that when you're exposed to the virus, the immune system recognizes the virus, acts against the virus, and destroys the virus. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't infect you. And that's what vaccines do. Therapeutics work after you're exposed to the virus, it infects you, and then the therapy hopefully saves you because it destroys the virus.
All right. So anyway, apparently Pfizer is developing an oral drug for COVID. A company called Gilead Sciences, apparently they make remdesivir. They are working on different ways of administering that. But you know what? One thing that really bugs me, from this week, there is a study that's out in the state of New Jersey that points to
hydroxychloroquine?
That too, yeah. And this is a retrospective study of how good it actually was. How many lives could have been saved if the morons in the media, the news media, hadn't attacked the use of it because Donald Trump said it was something good to use. And
that's the bottom line.
And they got blood on their hands. Maybe 100,000 people could have been saved using hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. And you and I talked, you said you always give me credit because I'm the one who asked you about it first. But this was a total sham, and these people have got blood on their hands. They do.
And then the NIH put together a study, with good science, to see whether it is safe and effective, and then picked a treatment regimen which gave only a third of the treatment that the successful group, at the Marseille group in the medical school in Marseille, Dr. Didier Riel, was using 6 grams over 10 days, and the NIH protocol gave only 2 grams over 5 days.
Despicable.
And we know that this drug has to accumulate to be effective, so it was designed to fail.
Yep. All right. Well, just so you all know, folks, it's time for us to pause for a moment and word from your local stations. Then we continue here on DJV Health.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So there's a little bit more on COVID, then I want to get off on some other things. You're just talking about that business with the study in New Jersey on hydrochloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, so there's some new data on COVID cases that was released by the Department of Public Health in New Jersey this week, indicating that cases of the virus in fully vaccinated residents are much more rare than expected. 0.06% of the people fully vaccinated in New Jersey, and there's 4,430,716 as of yesterday, New Jersey residents have been fully vaccinated. So this is hitting the nail on the head with what you've been saying about get the vaccine, Ken. This pretty much nails it, doesn't it?
You're supporting the case for why everyone should get vaccinated.
Yeah, right. 6 out of 1 million die from any cause. So this is 0.06 dying. So it's much less than would be the average.
We could get rid of COVID-19 real quickly if everybody gets vaccinated. And you're just pointing out data to support that. And I can't understand why anybody is against getting the vaccine.
Unless
you're an extremely rare person who has a medical reason and your doctor says not to do it, then I support that 1,000%. That's not going to matter because it's really a group thing. You're helping not so much yourself, but everyone else when you get vaccinated, because the virus needs a human home, and you're leaving a human home for that virus to survive when you as an individual don't get vaccinated.
All right, let's get some FDA news that I want to talk about in a matter of moments. But first, the story from research that fewer than 1 in 10 of us have enough fiber in our diet. So what in the world? What do we need to eat more cicadas? What do we need to do?
This is out of the American Society for Nutrition meeting this week, Doug, that only 7% of adults get enough fiber. Fiber is a type of carbohydrate that passes through the body undigested and supports not only regular bowel movements, but also lowers the risk of heart disease and diabetes. So what do you do? It might be time to reach for a piece of fruit, a plate of vegetables, a bowl of whole grains or a sandwich of whole grain bread, and you can easily get your daily requirement.
All right, so what do we do if you're like me and allergic to certain grains? So then what do you do?
Well, just eat fruit, vegetables.
Yeah. Right.
And
okay.
there's no whole grain that you're able to eat, I guess.
I can sometimes oats. I can eat oats, oatmeal. Yeah, I can.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yep. All right, so that's important. Now, there were a couple of different things that had to do with our diet and the important thing is just for you, I think, to repeat with regularity. I got a kick out of the fact that there's so much attention being made, given to cicadas or cicadas, however you pronounce it. There's a study that suggests you shouldn't eat them if you have a seafood allergy. Who the hell is eating them? I don't know. I suppose somebody's cooking them up, right?
I suppose somebody is. They're so available in some areas of the country. And so somebody is, and that was a warning that came out of the CDC last week.
Right, yeah. Don't eat cicadas if you have cicadas. Oh, this is true. You can cook up any of those things, and they all say, it's good protein. Okay, maybe it is, but who? I don't know. Once it goes down, does it make any difference? I guess that's they're not going to start eating. They're not going to eat up your stomach. The acid will destroy them very quickly. So I guess don't worry. It's a delicacy in some places like India. More from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Changes coming to classrooms this fall. The CDC announcing Friday it's recommending all students K-12 return to the classroom. The CDC says students benefit from in-person learning and safely returning to in-person instruction in the fall 2021 is a priority. You can see the recommendations at cdc.gov. Meanwhile, Pfizer announcing this week its COVID vaccine may be losing its effectiveness in preventing the virus. The company says it'll seek emergency use authorization for a booster shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci being asked if we need booster shots.
Right now, they don't. We feel that ultimately, at some point, we may need a boost as the durability of the response wanes. But we don't know that right now, and we don't know when that will be. But we are certainly in the process of trying to find out.
Fauci on EBC News Friday. Fauci also telling CNN, we respect what the pharmaceutical company is doing, but the American public should take their advice from the CDC and the FDA. This is USA Radio News. Haiti asking the U.S. to send 500 troops to protect the country's infrastructure, ports, and energy systems. This comes after Haiti's president was assassinated this week outside Port-au-Prince. Over 24 people suspected in the attack, including 2 Americans. No word on a motive or who's behind the attack. U.S. sending investigators from the FBI and Homeland Security. 15 more bodies found Friday in Surfside, Florida, in the rubble of a collapsed condo. This makes 79 dead. 61 remain unaccounted for, and search crews remain at the scene around the clock.
The pile that originally was approximately 4 or 5 stories is now almost at ground level. So the progress that our search and rescue teams are making is really incredible.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett, also a cat lost in the collapse, found alive and returned to its owner Friday. Extreme heat continues across the West. The expected high today in Death Valley in California, 130 degrees. That would tie an all-time record. Las Vegas may tie an all-time record, too, this weekend, as it's expected to reach 117 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Second half hour of this week's DJV Health Show. This hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. You're a cardiologist, and thus the name, you know, cardiology. I found a couple of interesting things over the last week or so about heart treatment. I see that the American Heart Association has prescribed exercise as the first treatment for high blood pressure and cholesterol problems. Why is that news? I thought we knew that. I thought it was part of, don't you tell most of the people that are in your clinic for circulatory problems, high blood pressure, heart problems, that they ought to exercise?
It wasn't a new discovery by the American Heart Association. It was just a desire to get the word out because not, unlike yourself, not everybody's up to date about all this. And it was just a reminder, a shout out by the American Heart Association how important, again, exercise is. And for blood pressure, for cholesterol, for blood sugar, exercise is definitely part of it along with diet. And if you haven't been in an exercise program before and you're starting one, please mention it to your doctor. Make sure they say it's okay.
So when you talk about exercise, everybody has a different idea. Some people think it's lifting weights. Some people think it's riding a bike. Some people think it's just taking a walk. All of those things are good, and they are exercise. But how does your body perform best? Under what circumstances? I've always thought the more muscle you had, the better it was for all kinds of reasons, including holding your body together as you get older.
Well, let's talk about people in middle age, because the question that you asked is really, you have to specify to the person you are asking it about, and that person depends on a zillion things. The question you're asking really needs to be individualized and not giving out general recommendations. But the general recommendations I can give out is doing anything is better than doing nothing. And you also, once you're no longer a teenager in your 20s, it's train, don't strain, as opposed to no pain, no gain. And you want to listen to your body. You want to do symptom-limited activity. That means if it's generating symptoms, you've done probably twice as much as you should have. Listen to your body. You don't have to do, believe me, unless you want to get on the cover of Bodybuilder, which most of us don't anymore, to get cardiovascular fitness, to control blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, keep the weight down, it doesn't take a whole lot of exercise. Mm-hmm. And just getting out there and doing something, do what you enjoy. And yes, eventually you'd like to do some aerobics, some strength training, some stretching. And if you want to talk to a trainer to show you, guide you along the right direction to get started properly, you know, that's always a nice thing. But just doing something is so much more important than doing nothing.
All right. Other hot news from the cardiology department. Apparently, birth order and family size may affect your heart health. I say that looking at a story of a South African woman who this week gave birth to 10 babies, setting a new world record. How in the world, what do they call them? Decuplets? How do you pronounce it? Decuplets? Dec is 10. Decuplets. Anyway. The doctors didn't even see the final two. Doctors saw 8. But if you look at a picture of this woman, she looks like she's got more than a basket, like she's got one of those water balls. But how in the world, can you imagine giving birth to 10 at once? And what does that do for her heart health? Never mind the babies. And if you have that many babies, or even if there's more than one, does that affect the ability of the body, as in the womb, to allow the nutrients to go to a baby being formed to have good, strong heart and muscles and stuff? I got a lot of questions in there. I know you're going
to
tell me.
I think what you're trying to, initially what you were trying to mention was that we learned recently that the firstborn child has a lower risk of heart attack and stroke than their younger brothers and sisters.
What about those of us in the middle? Where are we? I'm in the middle. I think you're in the middle too, aren't you? No,
I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what this study showed. It didn't go down into the great detail that you're asking, and it was just a note of interest. But what you're describing, 10 births, that's obviously not a common.
No, but my God.
And that obviously was probably, you know, the work of a physician trying to help somebody become fertile, probably, who was having trouble. And that was probably in vitro fertilization. That's how you get these kinds of births. And there's probably much more to this story than we know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there probably is, but just looking at this woman and
it's obviously not choice A in order to have a child.
No.
And also, I'm sure this wasn't the hope of the physician who is trying to help this woman become a mom. And sometimes these efforts in the modern world of helping people have children doesn't come out the way you expect. And they're not trying to have that kind of, they're not even trying to have any multiple births, but you know, it's not too uncommon. We see more triplets today than we did 2 decades ago.
Yep, and older mothers, too. Okay, another page when it comes to cardiology. 1 in 4 heart attacks arrive with atypical symptoms. What is that? What would be an example of an atypical symptom that would be something precautionary or somebody would be cautioned if you have this, be careful?
Sudden unexplained weakness. Let's first go over the typical symptoms. The typical symptoms are so-called Hollywood heart attack, where you feel like you have an elephant sitting on your chest.
Yeah.
There's pressure. You're sweating. You may have trouble breathing. And you start to move. It gets worse. You rest. It might feel a little bit better. It's usually in the center of the chest. This is typical symptoms of a heart attack, what we call typical chest pain. But as you point out, not everybody presents with the typical symptoms of a heart attack. Unexplained fatigue, just shortness of breath on its own. Sometimes palpitations that won't go away, some ear discomfort. I don't want to scare everybody because these symptoms do not always mean a heart attack. But on the flip side, when you're having a heart attack, it's not only the Hollywood type with the pressure, mm-hmm. the elephant right. sitting on the chest. The key is if you're having unexplained symptoms, get them checked out for peace of mind.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. In a moment, I'm going to ask Ken about this new weight loss drug that's supposed to be a game changer because there is a national obesity crisis it's worth spending a little bit of time on. There may be a downside to it, though. We'll discover and discuss with Dr. Ken in a matter of moments. Speaking of weight loss, here's the story. The story ahead of that story is that there is no story when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off. There's no other story other than Calitrin. Calitrin is the natural weight loss formula. Natural, natural, natural. You don't have to be on a crash diet. You could go on it. And then when you're trying to keep the weight off, you go to Calitrin under that circumstance. It's the healthiest choice to help you lose weight and keep it off. That's pretty much the bottom line. That's why you would choose Calitrin. And right now, when you go to toploss.com, their official website, you can use the DJV code when you're checking out. You get 3 months supply free under the circumstances that are all explained there. Everything's explained on their website. And you can have a private session with somebody who works there at Calitrin. It's called the Top of the World. That's the name of the company. Calitrin is one of the many products they have, but it's the best one, I think. For losing weight, you can't beat it. So you want success, you want to feel good, go to toploss.com, order Calitrin today, a 3-month supply, and then you get another 3 months without having to pay for it, so you know you're going to be on the right course. Success pretty much guaranteed or your money back. That's the story of Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, at toploss.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning,
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private. Astute.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Coming up, by the way, in a few minutes, questions for Dr. Ken. Maybe I should have waited, but I started asking you about this new drug. It's supposed to be groundbreaking. I was trying to find the name of it. It comes from Novo Nordisk. Oh, here it's called semaglutide, an injectable drug that was approved by the Food and Drug Administration. If you have chronic obesity, so what happened to just the old-fashioned diet? Is this too much of a crutch? Or what's the plus and minus of something like this, Ken?
Well, definitely the old-fashioned diet and exercise is definitely the best first approach to weight loss. And that is what I urge and scream about. And and beg about and suggest lovingly to everybody who is not at ideal body weight all day, every day. But as you know, look around. Go to Disney World and walk around and
look at
see
the airport. Go to a little bus station. Go any place where the public is. It's amazing.
And look and see how many people these days are ideal body weight. So diet and exercise is not working. And there's a diabetes epidemic, high blood pressure epidemic, and suddenly we were doing so well decreasing the numbers of heart attacks and strokes each year, and the curves are now going the other way. And it's all related, I think, the common thread, maybe not the only factor, but is the obesity epidemic. What we're doing is not working, and that's why I think that this is very exciting. And certainly I wouldn't recommend this first out of the box. I would still recommend diet and exercise. But when that doesn't work, there is some very exciting news this week. The FDA has approved a drug to help in weight loss among overweight or obese adults. The drug is semaglutide. It induces weight loss by reducing hunger, increasing feelings of fullness, and thereby helping people eat less and reduce their calorie intake. Novo Nordisk plans to launch the drug, given the brand Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V-Y, later this month in the United States. The drug has the potential to seriously change care of patients, Doug. I think this will be a game changer when it comes to weight loss.
All right, so there's a couple of, the FDA approved a drug for Alzheimer's, but a couple of people involved in this resigned from the FDA, right? Or advisors that said this was approved too quickly. What does that do for us?
Yeah, this is quite a story. What you're talking about, big picture, is the way the FDA works is before they approve a new product, either a device or a drug, they put together an FDA advisory committee. And it's usually made up of academic physicians who do research in the area of the drug. They weren't involved personally in the study, but they are involved in studies of similar types of products.
All right, so I'm going to interrupt you here because I want to get the full story. So as we ask you questions of Dr. Ken, which is coming up next, let's start with this. I'll ask you about this because I think this is important for people to understand. So that's coming up next in Questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
BlueStar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
BlueStar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. BlueStar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best price on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals.
Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Questions for Dr. Ken. There are people asking questions about this new drug that is fighting Alzheimer's. It, I think, was developed by Biogen in concert with, they're doing research at Harvard. I know that because the cannabis grow that I'm working on is going to have a product that will be used in this. So I don't know whether this particular new drug has any THC in it. But there are a lot of people very excited about this. But is it a case, Ken? The wondering is, from wondering minds, too early. Because everybody wants to have an end to Alzheimer's. So is this kind of like the COVID thing? They push it through so fast that there may be problems that are that aren't known as it gets approved. Is that what the those resignations were about from those two FDA advisors?
Don't drop any ideas about COVID, because I'm not sure what I mean, what you mean by things were pushed too fast with COVID.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people who think those, the drugs that were used, the vaccines, were approved very quickly.
Well, the vaccines actually went through even a longer approval process than any other vaccine.
So then why do we hear all the time that it takes 3-4 years for a drug to get approved?
Because of the startup time to get the research begun.
Oh, it's not, that was already so, done, though, wasn't it, on the vaccine?
Well, that's what they amazingly shortened, was the period to get the studies started. It didn't take them years to get the studies started. So that's where they saved the time. As I was mentioning before, you have to understand that how the FDA process works. It puts together these advisory committees and of experts in the area of the drug or product device, and this expert committee, the FDA advisory committee, makes a recommendation based on a vote of the committee whether to approve or disapprove. What we call green light the product, And about 80% of the time, the FDA goes along with what the FDA advisory committee recommends. The FDA does not have to go along with the advice. But usually, almost always, when they don't agree, when the FDA does not go along with the committee, it's because the committee recommended to approve, and then the FDA is being overly cautious or more cautious, and they want more studies, longer studies, and the FDA decides to wait, even based on the recommendation of the advisory committee. What's unique about this drug, and it's brand Aduhelm, A-D-U-H-E-L-M, scientific name, and this is a mouthful, aducanumab. And aducanumab was actually approved as the first new drug for Alzheimer's disease in nearly two decades. And obviously, there's an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease as the population gets older and more obese. This has become a big issue, of course, and there's a lot of pressure. Everything, unfortunately, is politics, so there's a lot of pressure on the FDA to get something out there. And interestingly, this drug shows that it decreases the plaque formation in the cells of the brain that causes Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it was studied for 18 months. It really doesn't show much clinical benefit. There was, in the first studies that were performed, it showed almost no clinical benefit. Did the patient actually think, remember? Did the head work better? The cells look better, but did the patient actually show improvement? In the early studies, no. There was another study reported this past May that the drug slowed cognitive decline by 22%. And based on that, the FDA approved, even though the advisory committee recommended against approval now, but continue to study, do longer studies, let's wait. And the FDA approved it. And the FDA advisory committee, some of the members actually, in the last day or two, two of them actually resigned from ever working again on an FDA advisory committee, which was rather notable. Controversial. The FDA feels that what they see in the brain is so important that they want to get it out there, get it available, because they sense that it's going to have benefit when it's used longer. But this is a new level of approval, because in the past, the FDA always wanted to see the data before they approved it. And here, based on potential, many members of the advisory committee felt that the FDA was approving this drug based on potential, not yet on the actual findings. And that's where the controversy is. But the FDA said they will continue to monitor it. And in time, if they don't see their expected effectiveness, they will take away the approval.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.